Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Weird that the month of July is already wrapping, and then I start to think of end of summer and going, you know, because we're only a few weeks away from school, and Jane was in here talking about you're about to become an empty nester, so
yeah,
the times, they are a-changing, aren't they?
I feel really old.
I never like the end of summer. Never, ever. The pool closes. It's all sad. I mean, I like fall. Fall feels good, but I don't know. It's a thing since I was a kid. I hate it.
Well, and I keep our pool open as late as possible, because once that cover goes over, it's
depressing.
Like,
yeah, wah, wah.
Even if I'm not swimming, I like to hear the water moving. It's very calming.
You get into September and stuff, you have to heat it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will keep it open. I will heat it just enough just to keep it open, even if we're not swimming, just because I like to sit outside in the cool weather and listen to the water.
The one downside about, you know, when I was in Florida last week in Captiva, I'm not complaining. Even the pool, the ocean was so warm. I mean, it was bathwater, and the pools, of course, are that way, too.
I like it, though. My pool's always 80 degrees or I don't get in. So that's probably not great, but I just don't like the cold water. So,
well, because if it's not 88 degrees and it's just a little chilly in the air, then it's a double whammy. I get that. I can understand that.
I'm an old person.
My hot tub's at 104, so it's not quite 104 in the pool. Give you 88. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it hot in the hot tub. Dan Buffa has arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
He's in the house.
How are you, Danny? Good to see you. I haven't seen you in several weeks because I was on vacation.
I know. You leave town a lot.
I'm out of vacation days, though. I'm going to have to start feigning illness. I think a COVID quarantine is coming up here in maybe October. I don't know.
You were like trying to be like an Ocean's 11 ripoff or something.
No, wow. I was taking a lot. There was a lot of time off in the beginning of the year, but I checked with HR. And there's not a whole lot left, so only a couple more days.
Hello, Sue.
This year.
Oh,
Jane,
how are you?
Fred.
Are you, sir?
Hello. The industry. I mean, really, we need you. I think is there an indispensable one after you?
Fred.
That's you.
Oh, Fred's of course. Fred is number
one. It's always
one.
Fred.
Oh, Fred. It's always Fred.
You know, he could ask you about the Green Knight. You could just go, yeah, you know, it's good. It was satisfying. It was kind of like a Subway sandwich. If you liked it, but you'll forget about it.
Wow.
Yeah, Dan, what are we going to talk about here in about 20 minutes?
Well, we have a lot. We have a Matt Damon movie. It's called Stillwater. We have The Green Knight with Dev Patel, which is a bizarre movie that we'll get into. And we have Jungle Cruise, which is I'm going to roast that in a couple minutes.
Emily Blunt and The Rock.
They try hard.
I like Emily Blunt and The Rock.
I like her.
I kind of had hopes.
When they cash that paycheck, I'm sure to whatever the critics say.
Yeah.
Crowd's going to be there. I don't know. We'll get into it.
What's your take? You know, Cusimano's coming up. One thing that we didn't mention on the roundtable. I'm just going to tell you right now. I used to work for the Cardinal station, didn't I, Fred? I have dropped so far out of baseball in the last couple of weeks.
Good for you.
I was very depressed about the way the season was going. But even this last week, I didn't pay much attention. I know we played the Guardians in Cleveland, and I think they had the night off. And where are they? Milwaukee this weekend, or is it Milwaukee at home?
No, the Twins have come home, come to Busch Stadium.
Twins are here.
I have no idea.
They're beginning a really big homestand. I think it's over. It's one of those weekend to the next beginning of the week after. So it's about 10 or 11 days. Look, this team, they just got John Lester, which I was just getting ready to tweet about. That's
wait,
like their
they
second...
just picked up John Lester?
Yeah, I mean, he's a little older. He's not a Cub anymore.
Was he
He's not a Red Sox.
Was he even working?
Yeah.
At the time? Okay,
he hasn't had a good season, but he's better than J.A. Happ,
when
who
did
they
that
got
happen?
Earlier.
That just happened today?
They picked up two lefties that are kind of like about as old as me, which is not bad in anywhere but a ballpark. You know, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking at this right now.
But you never know. Lester could hook up with, or, you know, link his mind up with Mike Maddox, the pitching coach, and maybe he can churn out, like, two more good months of Lester before he gets a one-year
minor league
deal.
He is one of those guys that every once in a while, every time you write him off, then he comes in with a couple of really good performances.
And he doesn't rely on, like, a, you know, a high-octane fastball. He can mix up his pitches. I think hopefully the Cardinals can... I mean, their pitching side, they're geniuses.
Hey, the Ian Happ is a great pickup, though. His ERA in July is 9.22.
It's awful.
I mean, that's a perfect fit for the Cardinals.
It is.
They must have been looking for really good, you know,
Mark, this
players
is the
that can
sad
gel
thing.
With everyone else.
I think the pitcher they gave them is better. I mean, John Gant's got better hair than anybody in that trade.
Oh, that is true.
But he's also, J.A. Happ is like, he was good maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Now he's got, everybody know the term or the stat war? In baseball, it's wins above replacement.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, his WAR right now is -1.9. It's not where you want it.
So I have
That's
been
worse
wait a second here.
2019
I've been
Dexter
out
Fowler.
Of a lot of this stuff today. So the Dodgers got Scherzer.
Yeah.
And Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Oh my.
The Dodgers. We should just give them a receipt for the 2021 World Series.
Well,
right
you
now.
Say that, but every once in a while, you know, it doesn't always work out that way.
But I mean, I really wanted him. I knew he wasn't going to come here because this is why the Cardinals were never going to get Scherzer. Can I just spell it out real quick for everybody? As much as I tweeted about it, because I just love the guy, they bypassed him one time in free agency. Is that I can't see Bill DeWitt Jr. paying $30+ million to Nolan Arenado. 25 to Goldschmidt, and up to next year, you know, they're going to trade for him. They're going to keep him. $30 million for Scherzer. Can you see him paying that for three players?
No. I think you're right about that. So we're 9.5 games out, but why?
Yeah.
There's what's going to happen for this season?
That's why they're not making any big trades. As much as I would like Trevor Story to play shortstop next month, it's not going to happen. I mean, they're waiting to drop payroll. They're waiting to drop Martinez's salary, Carpenter's salary. Andrew Miller. I mean, there's four big
Andrew
contracts.
Miller still lingering out there. He's done
Wyatt
so
Earp.
Much for this club. Oh.
He should play Wyatt Earp in Tombstone too.
Man, with that hair.
He's a tall,
tall.
Guy. I remember I was at the winter warm-up, and he walked up, and I was like, are you like a hockey defenseman?
Yeah, he's a big
guy. And
he's
just got that hair. He's like, man, you just came from the Yellowstone, the Yellowstone set. I guarantee if he walked onto that set, he would mix in very well as well.
Well, Dan, we will talk a little bit more about the Cardinals and sports in the Olympics and Jim Sterk with Frank Cusumano coming up at 4:45. Let's do this. If I can get it to play.
Oh, uh-oh.
I have no idea why that's not happening.
Play it.
Mm-hmm. What is going on here? Hang on.
Okay.
That's just not working, Sue. I'm actually doing the right thing and everything.
Oh, you are?
And now, yeah, let's see if I can get this. No, it just doesn't want to work.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even kidding you.
Here, I have some money.
If there
Pay
are
it.
Producers that are out in the other room, maybe they can tell me why this isn't working, because it is not working right now. I'm just going to have you take it from
all
here.
Right, all right.
Oh, no. If I get the music to work, that's actually somewhat problematic for the rest of the show.
I was going to say, I'm not so worried.
Fred, you might want to check into that. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, dear. Yeah. By the way, this is Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Bom, 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 bom,
thank you. Thank you, James. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's the new opening, right? Like right there. Because that
was awful. There are people that just drove off the road right now.
That was not harmony. That was not harmony.
Down there going, what was that?
I loved it.
Somebody is hurting animals.
Oh, my gosh, that was adorable. All right, thank you to both. You want to try it, Lord? Be clear. I'll
still go. Made with love.
We're going to talk about the Olympics, but maybe I'll start with something for Dan. While they try to figure that out, you've probably heard this by now. It's the Scarlett Johansson story.
Yeah.
She is suing Disney.
It's ugly.
For breach of contract for releasing Black Widow.
Should I do a little bass in the boom,
can
boom,
you? Yeah.
Boom,
that, yeah.
Boom,
boom.
dun, 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 dun,
oh, my gosh.
Sorry,
for releasing Black Widow on Disney Plus at the same time it hit theaters. How did this hit you, Dan?
Yeah, Dan, what's your take?
I didn't understand.
This is what I want to tell Scarlett Johansson. Yes, you want that Tom Cruise Mission Impossible back end money, but it's a pandemic. We're all waiting on a paycheck.
There's something to that.
I want to know more. Waiting until 2 to 3. What are we now after the release of the movie? 2 weeks?
Well, yeah probably
three,
about
three or
that.
Four,
they're
maybe.
Throwing now. She's gonna throw that grenade. You know, it's I don't know. I think I can see both ends, but right now, the timing of it, Mark and Sue, is very unusual.
Well, I yeah.
Do you
I
want
just
the back? You know,
it.
You know the backstory. She was to get. Well, here's what it is. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in Los Angeles Superior Court. Her lawyers say that since the movie won't debut exclusively in theaters or didn't, it's going to depress the ticket sales. And much of her compensation was tied to the back end, the box office performance. So if it's been downloaded that soon, she's not going to have a chance to get that money. And
we'll do a GoFundMe for Scarlett.
Well, that's not so much it, but if that was the contract, didn't do it.
They didn't do it. Yeah, so there's the other. I just think at this one time and where we're at, I think she could just move past it. Maybe she wants to make a statement for the way. This is the
That's
way you can
what
think
I'm
about
thinking.
It. The way female actors are underpaid is according to men. Maybe this is, she's taking that big Black Widow stand, so maybe that's a good idea.
Or
we'll
maybe
see.
She's just doing it for people who sign contracts from here on out. You have to do what you say.
The law is very specific. Yeah. So if in fact they breach contract, she's going to win that.
Exactly.
Right, James?
Yeah,
it's not, you know, they'll be able to tell.
It's going to be a story, too, when she does win that. And that's going to be a big stepping stone. So looking at it another different way, that's the way I think hopefully she's taking it.
Well, I think she's right. I mean, if they signed a deal and they didn't follow it, sorry for them. Yep. Okay, let us speak of the Olympics, shall we?
We shall.
American gymnast Sunny Lee. Sunny Lee, it's somewhere in between there, is the actual right pronunciation that I can't quite do. Sunny Lee.
Both are acceptable.
Ooh, I like that one. Sunny Lee.
Yes.
Anyway, she won the gold medal yesterday. Woo! It really was fun to watch, was it not?
Awesome.
Oh, she was so great on the floor.
I love those floor things. Oh. I love those. I can't watch the balance beam.
The other girl that came on after her, the Jade, whatever her name is, I watched her here. She seemed really good too, but she just didn't have her floor routine was great, but
she
was too down
flare.
On the
yeah.
Yeah, too down on the points.
I do also agree with Jane though. Watching that beam stuff is like watching a stunt before they film it and cut it and release it. You get to see the real thing. It could go wrong.
Well, I saw a girl break her leg on one.
Oh.
Compound fracture. I'm terrified because you fall on that.
Could be over.
Your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And it was also fun. I mean, they did not win. They got silver and bronze, but Lily King and Annie in the pool, that was fun to watch. Mm-hmm.
It was great because they finished right behind one another. That was a great race. They got beat by, was it a Russian that beat them? But still, both medaled, so
yeah,
very encouraging.
Yeah, that was really fun to watch. I'm going to give you just a little bit of Olympic trivia. Does anyone know what the Olympic rings represent?
Oh, I should know this because it comes up all in
the Olympics.
Come on, Fred.
Five continents?
Fred. Africa, the Americas, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. So close enough.
How about that? Sue, what did I say earlier? Second most important person in the room.
Fred.
I maintain
right.
First.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
There's still 42 minutes left for him to gain that position.
And does anyone know when were the Olympic gold medals last made entirely of gold?
Oh, wow.
I will give you a hint. The Olympics that year were in Stockholm, Sweden.
Ooh, 76.
Yeah. We know what's that?
Mm-mm.
Bicentennial?
Nope. Anybody else?
1912. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's when Leo died.
1912.
Has anyone ever been to Innsbruck? Austria.
Yes.
So, have you been there?
No, I think it's at Innsbruck.
Innsbruck, Austria.
Yeah.
So, because
there you go.
When I was there in Innsbruck, this was off, during the it was the summer when I was there. And if I remember correctly, the ski jump is still there from the Olympics. And down below, down the ski jump area, there's a cemetery.
Oh, wow.
Seemed kind of appropriate.
It seems telling.
Yeah.
When were women first permitted to compete in the Olympics? Anyone?
1800s?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
1950s.
Oh, you would... Well, nope. Actually, 1900. The women were allowed in 1900.
Whoa. I was closer.
In general.
It's always amazing to me that in Jane or so you might know the year. The first year that women were allowed to run in the Boston Marathon was like 76 or something like that.
Insanity.
Isn't that crazy?
That was,
It's insane. They thought we physically couldn't do it. And a woman snuck in and ran with her boyfriend, and she put on sweats and everything, and they noticed that she was female about halfway through, and a guy chased her to try to kick her out, and her boyfriend protected her.
Yeah. I mean,
it was amazing.
I mean, in my house, my wife fixes everything. I just hold stuff.
Me too, Dan.
Me too. Yeah. I'm the handy one.
I mean, she's the most valuable player. I'm the the actor after that in the poster. I'm shoved over there behind the
pets.
This
is why you're a good husband. But, acknowledging that is very smart.
But the fact that they thought they couldn't physically do it, women are giving birth. I mean, none of it makes any sense.
It's just not fair.
It's weird.
Bob Odenkirk is going to be fine.
Oh. Dan, I was panicked about
this. I'll tell you what. And somebody pointed out that the longer we went without information after he was collapsed,
was
that
more
was
worried.
Not a good thing.
Heart attack, though? Is that
small.
What they say?
That's right.
Just
that's
a
nobody.
Small one.
Wow.
He thanks everybody for the outpouring of love.
I love that the first thing was his brother, was his relative on Twitter saying, this is it. He's going to be okay.
Aww.
And I was like,
you just need to hear it. Right.
I pulled over, had a little tear, had some chocolate, and we moved on. Go ahead.
Well, he is the sweetest of men.
I mean, I'm guessing, I haven't read in any of the stories that the best case scenario, because believe me, I'm glad he's fine, but I don't want to see the damn show because it's been 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But the best case scenario would be what, next spring or summer? For
it depends on if he needs like real physical therapy. I mean, the faster he can get back to the set. And also, he's working in New Mexico. It's probably hot. You know, he has to wear a suit for, what, 80% of the show?
Yeah.
Maybe
he
was just overworked. Because I can see him going from now he's a movie star with nobody. Now he's doing a lot of meetings and stuff. It could be he was just overworked.
And for people who have not checked out Nobody yet, that is an excellent movie.
Excellent.
Dan and I both love the lot.
I haven't. Man. Nobody?
It is some
maybe
of the best 90 minutes
yeah,
you'll
tight
spend
little 90-minute movie,
weekend.
Too.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. A 31-year-old woman in Pontiac, Michigan, is recovering after she accidentally set herself and her car on fire this week while trying to kill bed bugs.
You know what?
Well, they're hard to get rid of.
Trying
her
to
defense.
Kill bugs. I almost support that, except for the whole, you know.
Well, she was treated and released, Dan, for second-degree burns. It's okay.
Oh,
she was okay. But here's what happened. She got in her car, saw a bed bug, freaked out.
In
set rubbing alcohol on fire inside said car.
Well, that's her own fault.
And to take out the bed bugs.
Look, you know, Mark, we know now that Bob Odenkirk's okay and she's okay.
She's
now
all right.
I can sleep.
I
mean,
all right.
Don't you want to? I mean, I would reserve the burning for the bed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That actually had the bed bug. Because if it's in the car, that it's likely you are the one that dragged it into the car.
What happened to that mattress? I set it on fire last night. Mind your business.
Well,
I just
want
to know, how did you know it was a bed bug?
Well,
I mean,
apparently, Fred,
really,
she knows what they look
maybe?
Like. She knows what they
she
look
may have
like.
Had, well, she probably has had experience with them.
Yeah, she knew what she
second
was up against.
Burn?
Yeah.
I would burn the bed, just saying.
Uh-huh.
Remember the burning bed? Okay, sorry, I digress. Thank you.
I did.
Fred is the only one that nodded.
See, she watched Grumpy Old Men too much. Walter Matthau telling Jack Lemmon, oh, you're cold? Set yourself on fire.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
The burning bed, Mark, do you even remember that?
I don't. What was
Farrah
that?
Farrah Fawcett, it was a
yes.
Oh,
really disturbing.
Thank you. It was. It was out of control. And why I remember that, and I don't know where my car keys are. Sorry.
Farrah Fawcett reference, though, here.
Yeah, right?
That was really
Jane,
disturbing.
That is the human
I'm sorry.
Brain.
No, it's not. It's not good.
Amazon is having a revenue slowed at what? Yeah. Amazon is having a revenue slowdown now that the lockdowns are over. So they're making a little bit more money, but not the 35 to 45% they did last year.
Oh
they're just
gosh.
Having normal gains.
I mean, I used to be a food delivery and also an Uber driver. The houses were filled with those boxes of Amazon. I was like, I just want to go and just shake them. Not take them. I just want to go, okay, you got something light. And just
yeah,
do that.
No kidding. And it's just insanity. All right, I will close Sue's News with one random fact for you. Octopuses have 3 hearts and are very intelligent. Now, my sidebar line for that is, if you haven't watched My Octopus Teacher, you must. It is excellent.
It looks... That
I don't
want to
hear
it's
it really
creepy.
Good.
You know, it looks like an octopus love story, and that's why I was always kind of concerned about it.
It was kind of, it wasn't much to it. 16 minutes into it both times I tried.
I loved it. The end of Sue's News.
My daughter, when she was little, we still say it, and she still says it. She said when she couldn't say octopus, she said applesauce. Every time she was trying to say
and
Sue octopus,
also, that was a celebrated movie, though. A lot of people love that
thank
movie.
Thank you. I loved it.
Now I'm going to watch
check
it again.
It out, maybe. Now, Sue, let me ask. Maybe I've asked this before. Can a 6-year-old watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she'd be loving it, but yeah, you certainly could.
There you go, wrapping up another edition of Suze News without the Suze News intro, which was perhaps a first. Dan Buffo with several movies out this week. Coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk.
Come on, I got your pants. Trust me.
Frank, get it.
Hold on.
Come on. Frank, please.
I got it.
Frank.
I don't got it.
Dan Buffo is here this afternoon. He already telegraphed the fact that this was one of his favorite movies of the year, Jungle Cruise, right? Top 10, automatic top 10, Dan?
This watching this movie is like having a monstrous pack of Skittles and on a roller coaster. You're just jiggling along, and the Skittles are flying out of your mouth. You're swallowing them before even chewing on them. For a few minutes, it works, and The Rock and Emily Blunt do their best, but it's just too much. It's too much, and it's got five different people on the screenplay.
That's always a bad sign.
Bad sign. It's kind
very
of like
those, people.
Yeah, right. Those Transformers scripts where it's like five people, and then there are four cousins.
But these are two likable, very likable actors.
Yes, and they do their best up until about the 1 hour and 10 minute mark, and then it just starts to get like, let's just echo everything Pirates of the Caribbean did, and it gets very, you know, formulaic, and even their charm, and they're both very charming actors, very talented, but even their chemistry kind of can't really help this thing above mediocre. I mean, it's not even mediocre. It's just, I would watch the movie where he played a quarterback. What was it called? The Game Plan?
Oh, right.
I watched that. I mean, it's just simple. It's more focused. It's not so loud and busy. Busy, Mark, is what I would say.
Isn't one of the first warning signs in a movie like this that it's based on a Disney theme park ride?
It's a theme park ride for 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Right, exactly.
That's what it is.
Well, that's unfortunate because I really do like, The Rock. I like Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. Seemed like they would have some chemistry here, but doesn't sound. Now, where is that one on Disney Plus? Can you buy it on Disney
Plus?
Yes,
but that's the $30 one.
Right.
It's kind of like
right.
The Black Widow where you have a subscription, you still have to pay the $30 fee. But I will say if you wait and you really want to watch it later, that fee does eventually drop. It takes a little bit, but if you don't want to pay now, you can see it for free later.
Sounds like you're saying don't pay now, Dan. Maybe wait till later.
Wait, no $30 purchase, please.
Matt Damon has a new film out this weekend. It's called Stillwater. If I can get it to play here. Man, I am technically challenged.
There we go
again. Hey, Dan, take two. Matt Damon has a new movie this weekend. It's called Stillwater.
I've learned something new, actually. It's helped me a lot. Something called Mektub. A nurse told me about it. It's about acceptance.
Acceptance of what?
Your fate. It's helping me to stop struggling so much. Stop questioning everything.
So this one looks pretty promising. Matt Damon plays one of these blue-collar guys that he's played before, I think, right?
I mean, when you see the director, the guy who did Spotlight, he did The Visitor, he even did a little Paul Giamatti film called Win-Win. Paul Giamatti, who has a tiny little role in that Jungle Cruise movie. But no, I mean, Stillwater, he plays a father from Oklahoma going to France to visit his daughter, who is in jail for murder.
Oh.
And the movie develops very slowly. And, you know, very deliberately, you get to know Matt Damon. He's got the goatee. He's got the Southern drawl. He brings it all down, kind of like doing what Mark Wahlberg did in Joe Bell to good effect. But this movie essentially tries to be two movies because you have the murder case, and then he starts to live with this woman and her daughter, and he bonds with the daughter. And then it gets very formulaic. Uh-huh. And then the beginning of the third act, I swear, they jump the shark. I mean, one little scene, you just go, don't do that.
You're like, don't,
and
stop, stop.
No,
yeah.
And really, the sad thing is the part of the film with the woman and her daughter, just this woman in Paris or wherever he's visiting his daughter, that kind of part of the movie's great, but it's so light and it's more simple. And then it gets to the very formulaic murder case with Abigail Breslin, I think is her name. She's a good actress, but it's just so predictable. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of want to get back to
the other
subplot.
That is a shame from Tom McCarthy. Well, you mentioned the director, Tom McCarthy, who's also an actor, and you probably recognize him. He's been in a bunch of television and movies.
Very
he did
capable.
The Station Agent. He did The Visitor in 2007, which was one of my favorite movies
Richard
that
Jenkins,
year. Right? Yeah.
Wait,
Richard Jenkins broke out in that movie.
May I ask a stupid question?
Yes.
Is Stillwater, Oklahoma, or is it just Stillwater?
Yeah.
It is?
Because
am I the only one who's been there?
That's where Damon's character is from. In the beginning of the film, you see him cleaning up the debris of a tornado. And there is and what this film also tries to tack on, and this is where it really kind of misfires. It tries to be this parable about America being, whenever things are destroyed in America, they build them up the same, only to be destroyed again. And then when he experiences life over in France, is much more different, much more authentic. But it doesn't really walk down that road too much. It just wants to set up and pave the road instead of spending the movie going after that. It spends too much time with the daughter, and it just rings false, you know. I mean, it's kind of a misfire. It's a disappointment for the talent involved.
Here's another, before we move on to one other film. I didn't know this, Dan. I was just looking at Tom McCarthy. Did you know that he co-wrote Up with Pete Docter and Bob Peterson?
I
did not know that.
I would not be surprised.
That's very interesting. All right, one more real quickly here, and that's called The Green Knight. We'll skip the soundbite because I'm short on time and I goof it up anyway. What can you tell us about this one, Buffa?
Okay, so really, this is the most bizarre King Arthur story ever.
Oh.
And I guess his name is Garwin, and one of the other characters in that story that wasn't focused upon. And he is essentially this young man who gets kind of appointed by the king for this very perilous mission.
Don't screw Camelot.
No, I mean, but for a while, David Lowery directed, and he's a very, you know, eclectic, different kind of director. He takes familiar-looking things and makes them different. This is an ambitious movie, and it's trying something different, but Mark, it is going to alienate 95% of its audience, unless you're a King Arthur fable fanatic.
Which I am, because, so don't mess with Camelot.
Well, no, but I will say, if you are like that, this goes down a big different road. It takes a smaller character, played by Dev Patel, who can do no wrong. So I'm not giving it a bad review, but it's a really acquired taste.
What about Alicia Vikander? She doesn't even improve this one?
No, you know, she doesn't show up enough. She's in it, parts of it, but she doesn't have much of a character to her. It's very thin.
I have no idea who that is. I'm looking at
Well, she might be best known for Ex Machina, which was one of my,
great
I think that
movie.
Was my top movie of
Man
whatever
from
year
Uncle.
That was, 2014. Yeah, she was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., a couple other things. Not exactly an everyday name, but up-and-comer, if you
Soon
will.
Soon to be. And look, you know, it's got some good parts to it, but for the most part, I was thinking, what is going on? Because they go off in these tangents of internal thought and very complex stuff for just a King Arthur spinoff. And Dev Patel can save a lot of stuff, and I appreciate David Lowery's ambitious attempt, but I think this is one you can wait for.
I'm not keeping score this afternoon, but I think we went 0-3 with Dan Buffa, right?
We did.
So disappointing. But, you know, the beginning of August, not necessarily always the best time of
year
for
But I will
movies.
Say, can I tease something real
yes,
quick?
Yes, please
the
do.
Suicide Squad is
I can't wait.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. That's James Gunn.
Reviewing it next week, folks. That's one I can recommend, and I'm going to spend the whole segment talking about
I can't wait, and I need to see that before next Friday. Thank you, Dan. 439 97.1 FM Talk. Our movie segment brought to you by Andrea's Steak Sauce and Andrea's Steakhouse. Friday afternoon, Lollapalooza Music Festival kicking off in Chicago. My buddy Rob Hart works for WBBM. They're doing all kinds of COVID restrictions on that, even though it's an outdoor festival. He'll fill us in. And then some other music stuff. John Henry, who has put together the Open Highway Music Festival. He's got a band, too, and we talk to John every once in a while. He will join us in the next hour. Plus, number one songs, This Day in History, and audio cut of the day. Frank Cusimano was with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Frank, how are you on this Friday?
Good to be with you, Mark. I just want you to know, one day I went to Crown Candy to get your milkshake, and it was too crowded. I was going to miss the taping of the Olympic Zone. I went back the next day, and they were closed because there was a death in the family.
Yeah.
So I went twice this week.
No,
I'm
and I knew
gonna
I'm not
going to.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I knew that you made that effort, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to collect. But I knew that Andy had some sort of emergency there at the restaurant too. So that was.
Yeah.
I saw his tweets about that. But let's talk. We'll collect on that. I wouldn't mind going there together. You tell me when to meet you. I'll meet you there.
How
does
that
sound?
I think we need to do lunch.
Yeah.
I think we need to do lunch
or something.
Well, James
in too. Let's
yeah,
do lunch
I'm
or something.
I'm honed in on this bet.
Right.
It would be an honor to have Jane there with us.
Oh,
let's try to do
Frank,
that.
You're
let's
the
all
best.
Let's all get together. What did the Cardinals do or not do today, and do we care?
Well, I think we can care. I mean, the good news is they acquired two pitchers with about 330 combined wins. The bad news is one has an ERA in the five, and the other has an ERA in the sixes. The good news is that they're both really good in the room, and they're great leaders. The bad news is they don't play baseball in a room anymore. You know, one's 37, one's 38. They're not exactly innings eaters at this stage of their careers. I'm talking about J.A. Happ and John Lester. I like this fact. I'll give them credit. Is sometimes you can make a move, and that change kind of ignites things. But the Cardinals are going to have to go like 40-20, and these two guys at this stage of their careers, it's just not going to happen.
So, I mean, they're 9.5 games out. Do we hold out any hope that this division is, you know, within reach, mm-hmm. or do we care? Again, I'm so apathetic about the Cardinals right now. I feel terrible about it.
Yeah, I don't think so because, look what the Brewers have done over, like, the last 3 weeks. It's not just the trade deadline move with Escobar. They've been making trades, you know, Willy Adames for the last, like, 3 weeks. The Giants are another team you'd be competing for the wild card spot. They acquire Chris Bryant, a superstar in the prime of his career. And then the Padres, another team that you're going to be competing with for that wild card spot. They acquire an all-star, Adam Frazier. So, yeah, it looks really bleak, but I applaud them. At least it's a bronze medal doing something today.
Well, but I'm fine, and I think a lot of the fan base will be fine with not giving away anything valuable because this season is pretty much a lost cause.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, for the most part. So the story on Simone Biles has evolved a little bit since we spoke on Monday afternoon. Any further new thoughts on that? We've discussed it a few times here on the show. I think it's rather nuanced because I have some empathy for her. There are other people that think she's just a quitter.
Yeah, and you know, you hear some people saying that she's the Roberto Duran or the Scottie Pippen of gymnastics knowledge, she quit. But here's the big difference is that if you are afraid and you are doubting yourself, you know, and you're about to do something that you could be paralyzed doing, it's
exactly.
not like a golfer getting the yips or a basketball player not making free throws. I mean, she could be permanently injured. So
right.
I wish it would have happened before the Olympics, but maybe she didn't know. I feel nothing but compassion for her.
I do, too. And you know what? And I know, and I can understand that people are like, boy, it would have been better if she had done it sooner. But you know what? She's been going her whole life sort of dealing with that and pushing through it. And, you know, and thankfully that she determined, you know what? I can't push through this one, and I'm not going to do this. And the girl that replaced her got the gold. So I think that's
yeah.
sort of a sign from the universe.
And it works out well. Well put, Jane.
And Sue and I have really been enjoying the swimming. I mean, Jane, we didn't talk about the last hour, but this story, the girl from Seward, Alaska, now I'm forgetting her name, but that was fantastic. The 17-year-old?
Oh, yeah, adorable. That was so wonderful to watch.
Just to see
yeah,
the
fact that
kids in the high school.
There's only one 50-meter pool in the state
right.
of Alaska. For her to win a gold, that was crazy.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff you watch it for. I mean, look, I will watch anything on the Olympics, let's face it. I mean, it's,
yeah,
you
me
know,
too.
Sports
me
I don't too. Even like, I'll watch.
By the way, Lydia Jacoby is
that's
who we're
name,
trying
right.
to remember.
Remember
there you
her
go,
name
thank you.
Because she should be someone that we remember the name from, right? All right, so let's talk about my alma mater and yours, Jane, the University of Missouri.
Yes.
Kusumana, did you go there? I don't even know. Are you a Mizzou guy? I should know that.
I didn't have the test scores to get in, so I had to... Actually, it was
Come
because
on.
I didn't have a vertical jump and I had to play basketball at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
That's right.
Instead
yes.
of the University of Missouri.
Yeah.
So.
That's all
Well,
good.
Jim Sterk decides to pack it up and leave.
Yeah.
What do you make of this? I mean, should we be worried or is this just sort of a natural transition given the fact that he's had some wins? He's scored some victories. There's no doubt about it. The board kind of fought with him on the Eli Drinkwitz hire. And I guess he danced a little bit with another job in Arkansas. So it's time to move on for Jim Sterk. Should we be concerned about the future of the university, though?
No, I think they're going to get a great AD. And to be honest with you, I don't think Jim Sterk woke up like on Monday morning and said, hey, I want to leave this job at the University of Missouri. I think they probably wanted to move on from him. And, you know, this is such a, you know, nearly billion-dollar industry, the SEC, and it's an arms race. And he did a fine job, but they probably want to get somebody young and hip and, you know, a great fundraiser. He did a fine job, but I don't think it was all his – I don't think it was all the University of Missouri. I think he wanted to get out. I think, what am I saying? I think the University of Missouri wanted to move on from Jim Sterk.
Yeah, my spies tell me that he wasn't particularly well liked in some circles, and maybe that was part of it. I think the more interesting news sports wise this week, just related to the conferences, is what's happening. I think maybe we talked about this a little bit on Monday. What's happening with Oklahoma and Texas, because that is fascinating right now. And I love the fact that no one wants KU. Isn't that? Oh, and even though that might not be completely true, I'm running with it.
No, that's a well-known thing.
You know, when the story originally broke from the Houston Chronicle, you immediately thought that schools like Texas A&M, Arkansas, maybe Missouri would vote against it. And all you needed was four votes. Mm-hmm. But I think the commissioner of the SEC has so much power, and there may have been schools, you know, wanting to vote against it. But when they got in that room, it was like Jerry Jones and the Rams when there were actually people, rooting for the Rams to stay in St. Louis. Jerry Jones, no, this is not the way it's going to be. They're going to leave, and we're going to make this a unanimous vote. And I think that's what the SEC commissioner did.
What is the timetable on this, though? Because I thought when they were talking about the TV contract, that was going to go through 2025.
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question. There's no way it can last till 2025.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you can tell your wife you want a divorce, but I want to do it in 2025. I mean, you're going to get divorced.
That,
it's going to be soon.
Doesn't work, right. I think it's interesting. I think it's fascinating. I mean, do you remember where you were when Mizzou moved to the SEC? I do. I mean, it's
I do. Know. And, you know, one of the things, here's what I remember about that, because I remember John back and forth with a bunch of Nebraska idiots, and Nebraska was talking about how this was the worst move ever for Mizzou. Who talks about Nebraska, football or basketball anymore? Where are they?
The only thing worse than Nebraska is KU.
Yeah, who cares about them, right? I also find it interesting. I'm sure, Frank, you go back with him a little bit. I knew him pretty well when he was at Mizzou, that the Oklahoma athletic director is still Mr. Joe Castiglione, who was the assistant AD for Missouri in the 80s and early 90s as well. And Joe's done a great job for a long run at Oklahoma.
Yeah, one of the great athletic directors of all time, I think, in college sports. He's won the award twice. Wow. And he'll be perfect to orchestrate this move for Oklahoma and Texas into the SEC.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, well, you have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday. We'll see if the Cardinals can manage a few wins this weekend and see where they are at the start of next week. New month.
Happy weekend.
Dan, Mark, thanks so much.
All right, let's get milkshakes on the schedule. I like that idea. If we all go out there, I think Sue Thomas should probably join us as well, don't you think?
I think so, too, but,
yes,
you know,
please.
Before shutdown.
All right, Jane, you got a big weekend planned or not?
I'm getting kids out of the house, so.
Yeah, you're making inroads to becoming the empty nester, right?
Yes, and that's, you know, traumatic.
It is a little traumatic, probably.
A little traumatic, and, you know, but I am looking forward to having a clean house.
Well, there you
go. I have
to
say, there's some benefits
silver
to this,
lining.
Right? I'm
silver
looking
lining.
For all, and when I go to the pantry, like, the food that I like will still be there.
Yeah,
right?
But you're still going to be bummed out, right?
Oh, no, it's
going to be emotional.
I'm going to need therapy. It's not going to go
look
well.
Look at it this way. You're probably only a few years from your kids wanting to move back in with you anyway, right?
Oh, don't say that either.
Oh, it's bound to happen. It's 4:55, 97.1 FM Talk. We're going to head up to Chicago with my buddy Rob Hart from WBBM. Lollapalooza's underway, but a lot of COVID guidelines. John Henry in the next hour or two about the Open Highway Music Festival. That and an audio cut of the day still to come on 97.1 FM Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.